This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have talked in the past month or so about how now, all of a sudden, lots of companies, big pharma to small, are all interested in developing an Ebola vaccine. It's an expensive thing building a brand new medication, which is why most of the funding for the most promising treatments won't come from those private companies. It's going to come from a little agency buried deep inside the Department of Health and Human Services, which has launched something of a Manhattan Project for an Ebola cure. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
First, John Eldridge and his team at Perfectus Bioscience tested their Ebola vaccine on guinea pigs, then monkeys. At that point, Eldridge realized monkeys weren't getting sick.
When I saw those results, I realized that we had a real vaccine candidate which had the potential to make a real difference for mankind.
But to know for sure, the vaccine must be tested on humans, a timely and expensive proposition for tiny startups like Perfectus. And this is where things get tricky. Despite this year's outbreak, there's virtually no commercial market for Eldridge's vaccine. That's why the little agency no one's ever heard of, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA, is so important.
They're investing in things that would die if they didn't have additional funding.
Boston University's Kevin Ouderson says getting any product from the lab to the market is called crossing the valley of death. He says for products like Eldridge's, which has little financial appeal, that valley is deeper and longer.
You can think of BARDA almost like a venture capital firm buried in the U.S. government.
To find an Ebola treatment, BARDA is investing in the most promising drugs and vaccines. That money, about $30 million for vaccines so far, changes the equation, so it makes better business sense for companies big and small to bring drugs to market. Unlike venture capitalists, BARDA won't take a cut, though. In fact, more money may be on the way, with the president expected to seek additional funding from Congress.
When we decided to put our pedal to the metal, everybody could accelerate and help us get to a finish line that we're aiming for.
Dr. Nicole Lurie is the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response at HHS. She oversees BARDA.
Usually the development of vaccine, it can take 5, 6, 8, 10 years. We are moving forward at unprecedented speed.
With this crisis, Lurie says Washington and industry are hand in glove. Lurie's hoping to avoid mistakes from the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, when nearly 61 million Americans got sick and the virus killed more than 12,000, all while the government working with drug makers couldn't get enough flu vaccine manufactured.
So we learned that we need much stronger relationships with our industry partners.
Lurie sees signs of a massive Ebola manufacturing mobilization, from giants like GlaxoSmithKline to the little guys like Perfectus with John Eldridge, who says he's actually been given enough money to do the work.
We negotiated the contract. They came to us multiple times and said, we need to supply you with adequate funding that you can move as rapidly as possible.
Eldridge doesn't know if his vaccine works, but thanks to the tiny office no one's ever heard of, there's a chance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.